כן. הוא תראה בגרמניה כבר רבי יעקב אבו חצר, היה זה יועץ עצון, חף תוות, ואין חף תוות?
יעקב.
חף תוות רבי יעקב אבו
חצר.
כן, ורמב״ם.
לא, 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 זה
חבר. חבר? כן.
סבירים?
לא, נכון. חבר, סבירים. תרסדי, זה יועץ את המערשה. את המערשה?
In
the Ukraine. The border with Poland, I'm not sure. I think it's the Ukraine.
He's a lady. He's a lady.
Isn't he the Mishpacha of the Rizal? I don't know. It's a very famous story about him. He's a very holy man. HaKodesh Mamash. He used to be in the city where he was, in a few places, a Rav. But in the state where he was, there was a Rav also, Mitam HaMedina. For example, the Rav HaRashi that we have here, it doesn't mean he's the biggest tzaddik in the generation. Tamid Chacham and everything. And the state chose him. Who chooses in this country the Rav HaRashi? People have no idea what a Rav is before. Okay? So they choose whatever they want, whatever they think is good. So there was a Rav also over there. It was Tamid Chacham and everything, but yeah, it's a good job. And everyone respected him because he was Mitam HaMedina over there. And it was the minhag is that the rabbanim of all the city used to come to him every once in a while to see what's going on. And the Maharsha never came. So he said, oh, he's probably a big tzaddik. He's sitting and learning. I'm not going to bother him. One day he said, I want to meet this guy, this Maharsha. So he went to the city of Maharsha, and they made a big Kabbalat Panim for him, you know, greeting him and everything, music and everything. And the Maharsha wasn't there. So I guess he's really learning, it can't really bother him. I really want to see what it is. I'll go into this medrash. He went to the shul, and he sees him sitting and learning. Said, okay, fine, he's sitting, I'm not going to bother. Everyone gets up, is that? He's the Maharsha sitting and learning. Suddenly, this young boy comes into the shul, goes over to the Maharsha, Bachot Sa'il. Maharsha gets up for him, stands up completely, starts talking for a long time. And he leaves and he goes back and sitting and learning. And everyone knows this big Rav is here. So this Rav goes over to Maharsha and gives him Shalom Aleichem and says, I don't understand. What's going on? For the young boy, you get up, and for a Rav like me, you don't get up. So what are you doing? Maharsha told him, you see this boy? In 2 hours, he's going to get killed. I'm going to go and I'm going to make sure he's not going to get killed. So he takes and he got killed. Yeah, fine. He takes him around and takes him to here and to there just to make sure that nothing happens to him. Suddenly, the boy gets a bullet in his heart and he dies on the spot. What happened? It was a tzayad, a hunter who was trying to hunt. He was hunting down a barvazim, geese. Yeah? And he missed, and he hit the boy in the heart, and he killed him. He was looking at the clock, 2 hours. It wasn't on the hand then, and it was in the pocket. Right, it was a pocket one. Yeah. So he goes to Maharsha, how do you know what happened? Maharsha said, yeah, and now that someone else was going to come, and that he died in the forest. A few minutes later, they come in, and they say, we found a dead body in the forest, someone died. What's going on? Tell me what's going on, Maharsha, tell me. He tells him, the boy who was killed, he was a Gilgul of Achav, the king of Israel. And since he's a Gilgul of Achav, king, he's a king. I have to stand for a king. There's a law, you have to stand. Halacha, you have to stand for a king, a Melech Yisrael. And the same way Achav was killed, that someone by accident pulled an arrow and shot, and the arrow killed him. Also, this boy had to die in that way. But the Malach HaMashchit that was supposed to kill him was waiting for him in the forest. And you caused this other guy to die because you took him around and everything. He was supposed to go to the forest and die in that place. At the end, the Malach HaMashchit, also this boy had to die. And then the Malach also killed someone else by accident. And now you're responsible for that person to die. So he went down on his feet crying, so he understood how big the Maharsha is. And he said, what's my tshuva? What should I do? Now I caused the person to die. So Maharsha told him, you have to immediately leave your job, not mitpater,
quit.
quit your job as a rab from Mitam Medina and become a Eglon. Yeah, I'm Eglon.
The wagon driver.
The wagon driver, Balagula, and that will be a kapara. That's what he did immediately. Marasha is huge. There's a story after he died.
Mm-hmm.
The story, yeah, with the monastery. There was a monastery in the city that whenever there was a Leviah, they had to go by the monastery to bury the dead. And every time they used to go by, so there was a bad spirit, because people used to go and want to be Meshubadim.
They used to come out and attack the Leviah.
They used to take the mit, I don't know, all kinds of crazy things. So they always have to go a whole long way around to go all around, so they don't have to pass by the monastery. The Maharsha said before he died, when I die, I want you to go dafka by the monastery and put my holy book that I wrote about the Shas on my bed. Don't be afraid. So they did that when it was nifter, they were walking by. When they passed by, they started making all these noises from the goyim and everything. Maharsha sits up in his bed. He's dead. He starts opening the book, learning from his book. And as he's learning, the monastery is sinking. Till there was nothing left.
I think that's when Rabbi Nachman was in there with the Marshal.
Yeah. He meant this, they say.
So he went to Rabbi Nachman was there and went to the Chabad Kedisha and asked him. He wanted to look at the Chabad Kedisha's book. They had special, like, he's like, this is the story. This was before Rabbi Nachman. Before Rabbi Nachman. They didn't know this, the Marshal. He had to pay 3 coins for every story that he wanted to read. The Chabad Kedisha.
It's better for the Chabad Kedisha, yeah.
The gold coin or something like that. And this was one of the stories, and I think this is because when his daughter was sick,
mm-hmm.
he told over the story about the Marsha, and she had a Rafu Shlema. And afterwards, whenever somebody was sick, this daughter would go and tell them this story also. And then they had a Rafu Shlema.
Beautiful. So, anyways, Rabbi Yaakov Abuchatzer, huh? Okay, and he wrote in his, he has a book on the Chumash, which is called Machtof HaLavan. On Kabbalah, but he writes like this. הנה ידוע חומר האבון של עריות לפני השם ברך, שם ברך שם מזימה. It's known how חמור, how strict it is, right? This sin of גילוי עריות in front of Hashem, השם ברך hates זימה. He hates adultery.
Immorality,
right. אין לך דבר שמאבד את האדם מבית ומחוץ כמו עריות. There's nothing that could destroy a person inside, outside. It's destroying completely more than arayot. And he brings from the words of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar Kodesh, "Shimi she'en bo irat shamayim mitzad hayad shel arayot, en shum irat shamayim mishum davar acher shor elav." One who does not have irat shamayim regarding this inyan of arayot, regarding the eyes, the only inyan of kedusha, he definitely doesn't have any irat shamayim of anything else. That's the main Yirat Shamayim, like we said yesterday. וזה נקודה שצריכה לזעזע כל אחד מאיתנו. This is a point that has to make us all tremble. אם אין לאדם יראת שמיים לעבור עבירות של עריות, for present there's no יראת שמיים from doing these עבירות, for example, not guarding the eyes and all that, he has to know that he has no יראת שמיים for anything else. Everything else he does is stop. Maybe because people are looking at him, maybe because he's getting money for it, I don't know why. Okay? The main Yirat Shamayim that a person has comes out of guarding the eyes and guarding the Kedusha. Doesn't mean that everyone will be depressed now. As long as the person's working, like we say all the time, if he's working,
he's battling.
Yes, that's fine. Like someone told me once that he can't work on the breathing because he gets very sad. So it's to work on the simcha. Just work on being with simcha. So he told me, but then I want to have shalom bayis and I'm going to lose everything like Rabbeinu says. I said, no, you're not. You're not going to lose anything. Why? Because you're working. Right now you can't work on this, so you're working on simcha. No one's going to come and say, why didn't you, Hashem's not going to come and say, why didn't you work on this? as long as you're working and towards this. So Mimela.
Usually somebody is be'emes tzik, simcha, not just some shtiyot. That itself is a big
shmira. Shmira, the Albini says, right? Ah, very interesting hint. He says, Yir'ah, which means awe, right? Is the same letters as Re'iyah, sight. Someone has clean sight, watches the sight, he has Yir'ah. He has a Re'iyah, he has Yir'ah. Very interesting. I think that's what I was saying. So I'm not going to read all this. I'd scare a person. Can you read this?
Go for it.
Someone has Pigam Arayot, blemish in Arayot. Rav Arush adds, for example, Pigame Brit, Pigame Enayim. If he doesn't do tshuva and fixes it, all the other averes that he does keep, all the mitzvahs that he keeps, all the other mitzvahs that he keeps, they're all completely nullified. When a person is not going to bleed, all the Torah mitzvahs are not worth anything. And that is explicitly the Rabbi Yaakov. And if a person doesn't understand that this is what he has to work on in life, he's wasting his life, his time in life. So again, I have to calm everyone down because now my heart is... I lost it. I don't know where it went. I don't know where my heart fell. As long as the person is working. He's working and doing tshuva. He wants to do tshuva. Does he bother to do it? Then this doesn't refer to him. But if a person knows this, he doesn't care, then that it applies to him also. We know that this one has to work on. He's not even doing an effort to work on this. And the kedusha. So chaval al hazman, go and enjoy life. Al demed, every mitzvah that a person does, he gets chav for it, don't worry. And every aveira a person does, he'll get that. But how much effect will the mitzvah have to him? How much effect will the learning Torah have on him? It's only when he works on the kedusha. That's what he's referring to. Not for schar and onesh, we believe 100%. And for every mitzvah you do, you'll get reward. And every avera you do, you'll get punished 100%. You'll be judged for every single detail, exactly. So what is he saying here? Ken? It's not worth anything. It's empty. It's empty. It's not going to have any effect on the person b'chlal. Fine, get a mitzvah. Besides, if you want to be b'simcha, only through kedusha you can be b'simcha. Ken? Only through kedusha you can be b'simcha. Do you have any questions?
That's in the beginning that you can't get anywhere without
simcha. It's true. But the person does put on tefillin his whole life. Without simcha, you can't do anything. Anything. Therefore, before brit, you have to be b'simcha. You tell Hashem, want me to work on the brit? Make me b'simcha. B'simcha, start working on the brit. We went through in the book, Rabbi Elish says, you start first to start working on the brit, then it becomes sad, suddenly stop, immediately stop. Work on the simcha. Become simcha again, go back to working on brit. That's how it works.
Sadness brings to big money.
Yeah, exactly. It's
on the trip,
it's true, it works together. So it also goes according to where you are right now in the place. No one was going to tell you anything. You have to know yourself. You have to go to the field, strengthen yourself, to say, Hashem, you're running the world. You're running me also. You gave me the taivas. Thank you, Hashem, you gave me the taivas. And he brought me to the field to work. I came to work, I didn't come to play games. Yeah, if to work together, we're strengthening the Emunah. Okay? Just to remind yourself, before you start doing any cheshbon nefesh, any day, remind yourself. Ani ma'amin be'emunah shlema, I believe be'emunah shlema. שהקדוש ברוך הוא מנהיג לכל הבריאים, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he leads all creatures, הוא עשה, עושה ויעשה לכל המעשים. He has done, is doing, and will do all deeds in the world, all actions. Therefore, Hashem, תודה רבה, you did everything. to the tshuva, fine. It's the thing you have to do. Just to remind yourself. And if you can't remind, if you're not strong in that, don't do tshuva on anything. It's not tshuva. It's sadness. It's not tshuva. Tshuva is to return to Hashem. The person becomes sad, it's not returning to Hashem. We said 100 times. Here. Therefore, you remind yourself, Hashem did, doing, and will do all actions in the world. Hashem, I'm a program. It's because of you. You created this. Want me to be better? Fine, I'm willing to do tshuva and help me from now. I'll daven for you. Daven on. I'll take responsibility for what I am. You do everything. I want to do good. Help me to do good. So, not to do into self-persecution. I'm so bad. I said, why? You created yourself? You created yourself? You made you with the taivas? No. So your responsibility is to go to the field and smile to Hashem. And work. If you're not besimcha, don't do tshuva. It's not tshuva, it's a lie. Avraham brings in all the books, I think. In all the books he says it. So Mechezkel Levinstein says this. Mechezkel Levinstein says, a person will be judged for the fact that he blamed himself on doing an Avera. Don't be judged for the Avera. You'll be judged for blaming yourself for doing the Avera. That kfira that he had in him. Don't blame yourself for anything. Go to the field and start working. So. I said, I'm going to stop here with this. I had to give some chizuk. I'm sorry, after those words out there.